Shalom and Boker Tov. Good morning. Bless the Lord. So glad to be with you. It's amazing to me how some people's voices and places come through so clear, and then others are kind of muffled. I heard so clearly Danbury, Connecticut, and so clearly Alabama and other places. So, but wherever you're from, thank God we're all together today, and we're going to talk a little bit about what that the Lord has said that means to him. First, we'll check and see if Brother Max is on the line.
Good morning. I am here, Miss Willie. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And praise I suppose, God. Dear Quinn is at your side.
Actually, I'm in the office, and she's at home because she's dealing with the grandkids, but she's listening. She's on a prayer call.
Oh, good, good, good. We've got to have Quinn on there. Bless the Lord.
Yeah,
in case either
yeah.
you or me mess up, then she straightens us right out. Bless the Lord.
She should be texting.
I wanted to tell you that, first, a little housekeeping here. I am, my road, you can swim in it, the road to my house. So Terry's going to come and get me the back way later on. I have to go and get my hair done for, we got kind of behind on our television programming, so we got to make a cut, got to make 2 months television programming out at the mountain on Thursday and Friday this week and Thursday and Friday next week. So thank God, I know he'll help us with that. So the noon call will be at 12:15, right at 15 minutes past the hour, wherever you are. Now, I have something that the Lord's been dealing with me about, and I want to share with you. We already have on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock prayer. Brenda and Tony lead that. We're going to start doing something, going back to something we used to do. And the Lord dealt with me about it a long time. I conferred with others, and it was set well with their spirit. And every third Sunday at 3 on Prayer Mountain, we're going to make a place for healings and miracles. We're going to have a meeting, and Shelley's going to take the first one, which is going to be July 13. And at 3 o'clock, third Sundays at 3, there will be a meeting that is a place for healings and miracles. I think there will be a teaching for not a long one, but 30, 45 minutes, and then there will be ministry to the sick and ministry to people who need it. We're not going to have a big to-do about it. But if you want to come and help pray with the sick, pray for the sick, pray while we're there, or just be a part of that meeting, or if you're sick or you know someone is. The Lord dealt with me about this for some time, and then I was sent a prophecy that Hannah gave. And in that prophecy, which was rather long, the Lord talked about the awakening and the move of the Spirit and the glory. And then he said, they will come to this place, to this land, on this property, to see and know the moving of the Spirit. So we're going to make a place for that. We'll begin with third Sundays at 3. Now, I think the upcoming Sunday is the third Sunday, but we didn't announce it soon enough. So the first one will be July 13. Now, why did I ask Shelley to do this? You know, God so wants you to have healing and me that he provides many ways for it. One of them, there are many ways in the Bible that you can receive healing. One of them, you just see in the Word that it belongs to you, and by faith you believe that you receive. That's really the highest way. And then there's any believer can lay hands on the sick, according to Mark chapter 16. And this sign will follow. Any believer lay hands on the sick. But then there are those with special anointings. When Brother Hagin got called up before the throne of God, the Lord laid the finger of his right hand in each of his hands and said, I am giving you a special anointing to heal the sick. And when Brother Hagin prayed and was in the Spirit and that anointing came on him, his palms would burn. These special anointings are given as the Lord wills, and they have to do with the gifts of the Spirit, the 9 gifts of the healings of the Spirit. One of them is gifts, and that's plural, of healings. and that's plural. And one of them is the gift of miracles. Now, Jesus, when you want to see this special anointing, when the lady laid her hands, the woman with the issue of blood, on Jesus, a special anointing came out of him and went into her body to heal the sick. When cloths were taken from his body, that was a special anointing, and it says that. So there are people who have these special anointings. One of them was Royal Roberts, and it was in his right hand, not his left, his right hand. And his right hand, it would flow out of there. Well, Shelley has a special anointing to heal the sick. So that's why I asked her if she would do the first one. And she may do more than the first one. If she's not there, others will be. And we will always be giving place for healings and miracles and signs and wonders. And so that's going to begin at 3 o'clock, July 13. I want to draw your attention to what the Lord said to us. I absolutely, last week's afternoon prayers, I could take every one of them almost for Migdalar Bell. And maybe you could take them too, favor and the pieces and all kinds of things. All kinds of things spoke to me personally. Now, I know that the prayers go out all over the world, wherever people need them, but I almost... I write a little M-A and circle it whenever the scriptures that I feel that absolutely I can stand on for Migdalar Bell. But in the morning, I felt that his emphasis was on the Holy Spirit and our prayer together, and the power in it. And it began with this statement. He began, "The fact that I am with you forever." He often gives that as, I mean, that's the bottom line. He's with us.
Mm-hmm.
"In fact that I am with you forever, I am your helper. My spirit rests on each of you." And then this amazing statement, "The tongues of fire dwells within you." Powerful. You remember Jesus said you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire? And then he gives us John 14, 16, and 17, where Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. He dwells with you and shall be in you." So it's talking about the Holy Spirit and the fact that that's power, and that he's our helper, and he's with us and in us. And then the next statement, "I will not abandon you to negative life on your own." When you pray, with my friend and prophet, this prayer right here, the Holy Spirit, and listen what he does, all these things, guides, comforts, and intercedes for you children. And then the Lord said, "My covenant." I mean, this is his covenant to us. He will practice chesed. He will keep this covenant. When we're praying this morning, the Holy Spirit, who is in us and with us, will be guiding, comforting, interceding, as well as revealing. Then he said, "The Holy Spirit dwells within you." Just know that I have a different sort of temple in me. In other words, we're a temple, he's a temple. Then take this for granted. Realize that in your prayer, you have access to my Father. You could approach the Holy of Holies. God would not abandon you. So he's speaking of the power that's in this very prayer call that we have, and we're to have confidence. And he ended it with this scripture, "Nothing shall be, have confidence toward me." This is his statement. This is the promise. I am hearing you. listen to my answers. That's what we're doing right now. We're listening. And then that marvelous statement from Luke 1:37, nothing shall be impossible with God. So this morning, when we enter into our prayers, let's keep before us all these things that he said. The Holy Spirit is with us, and our prayers are very, very powerful.
Yes.
Now, I know that probably you all are aware of the demonstrations, protests, actually almost on the verge of riots in Los Angeles and New York. Demon spirits stir this up. I saw that they had an advertisement in the paper, newspaper, where people could come and get, I've forgotten, $12,500 a week for joining these protests. So the devil's behind it. Soros or whoever, even paying people to come and demonstrate and act up and protest against Israel and Israel's God. So Christians United for Israel is a meeting that will take place June 29 through May 1st in Maryland at the Gaylord Center near Annapolis, but it's very close to Washington, D.C. And we're going to take our authority. Now, if you live in L.A., if you live in New York City, if you live in Washington, D.C., you have authority. We all live here in the United States, and there's a power in this prayer group. God pointed that out to us. We pray today with tongues of fire. We pray today with the Holy Spirit in us, giving us God's very utterance. And then we approach the throne of grace boldly, and we actually sit there at the right hand of God. So I have asked you to do it, and I've been doing it. And then when I'm doing it, I'm thinking, oh, Lord, praise God. Other people are doing this all across the United States. I'm not doing this alone. So together, you can join your faith together. You can join your power of your prayers together. So we're going to join together our prayer of authority of the believer. And, of course, you know this is a written prayer in Ephesians 1, beginning with verse 17. So you might get your Bible out or your little book that I have. And if you don't have my little book, Authority of the Believer and How to Use It, please get it from us, just a little mini book. And in the back, I have the prayers there. But before we pray the Ephesians prayer beginning in Ephesians 1:17, we're going to thank God for what he told us to thank him for in Colossians 1. He told us, and here we go, Father, because you told us, because it is written, and because it is absolutely the joy of our hearts to do it. I tell you, Lord, I don't think there's anything that gives me more joy than to get up in the morning and know that I'm delivered and free from the power and authority of the enemy. And you did that through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you for it, Holy Father, great planner of plans, great planner of the plan of redemption. And I want to thank you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for offering up your body on that tree for me and everyone else on this call. And I want to thank you, Father, for receiving that shed blood and redeeming us out from the power and authority of the enemy. And I want to thank you, Spirit of the living God, for making that truth alive in my spirit. And I do want to thank you for that prayer of Paul's that was revealed, and we pray now together. Give unto us, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power, your resurrection power toward us where to believe, which is according to the power of your resurrection, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name this name, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him head to the body over all things, the ecclesia, which is the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in mercy and for the great love wherewith you loved us. When you quickened the head, you quickened the body together with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with him. And there we sit at your own right hand in the heavenlies in our Lord Jesus Christ. And here we sit on the earth with the Lord Jesus Christ dwelling in us in the power of the Spirit. And you have said to us, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. And so here we are, a body, a prayer group, a prayer force, one you have assembled, a company of prayers. And our prayers are united. And with a united voice right now, we do pray, first of all, for those who are in authority, our leaders, the cabinet members, and our president, right on down to the local authorities, and our spiritual leaders. Oh, Father God, those who head up large ministries, those who head up small prayer groups, any person in whom you have placed a place of authority or given a place of authority on the earth, we lift them up right now to you. Pray you'll protect them and direct them. Oh, Lord, give them what they need today. In the name above every name, we pray. And we do want to thank you, Holy Father, that you have said unto us, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. And so we do hereby reign. Kingdom of darkness, you listen up. You know every single one who's on this call as an individual, and we're glad you know us, because it is written, Jesus I know and Paul I know. And we, you know, us, you know. You know us individually, and you know us as a prayer force. And we come out against you united as a prayer force. And as that prayer force, authorized by the word of God, equipped by weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, equipped with the blood of Jesus, for it is written, they overcame him with the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Now, here's the word of our testimony. In the name above every name, you cease and desist in all your maneuvers, manifestations, and operations against each individual on this call. I do speak the blood of Jesus Christ over their spirits, their souls, and their bodies, their families, their colleagues in the work of the Lord, their derricks, the path that you have designed for them to walk on this earth, and the Lord Jesus Christ is walking with us. And so in the name above every name, you stay away, evil one, and all his cohorts, from our paths, from our derricks. We walk on the path. We serve the Lord. And in the name above every name, you keep your hands off every project, every meeting, everything the Lord has given any of us to do. And in the name above every name, we draw the bloodline over the CUFI meeting. You will not have anything to do with it. We call you into the state of paralyzation, for it is written, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven, and we have been given those keys, and we hereby use them in the name above every name. We are in agreement. For two or more of us are in agreement, then the Father does in the name of Jesus anything we ask. And in the name above all names, angels of the living God, Most High, we loose you. We loose you into Los Angeles, into New York City, into the places where these Son de la Macaya have been stirred up. And we say to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, cease and desist in your maneuvers. There. In the name above every name, you have nothing to do with our prayers. In the name above every name, this prayer we pray together, is off limits to you. The blood covers it. The blood of Jesus covers our Lord, sending down to us the words, the very utterances he wants us to speak into this realm. And each of us now centers on him, our spirit, our soul, and our body. And we lend you our tongue, Holy One. We lend you our tongues. Ivilatanya mako balatashka danji de gohubarakanga. Isamanakora manakaharakati ando de gohusanda de gohubarakata sakatanja. Mi balato palakaya nakahalaila. Isanda lo kohoro koba batanya no kora mantino no kohoro kabanya nakaharakabachi. Lo divra. Lo divra mia kangi, manto to go bika, manto ko palatiti onoshki dancha. Ili buwa frontoshka panyata, kibili hudubra frondi mo kueje di komba la kahayanda kapaka halaila halaila onto darama. Banyo no koramanai, mito lo kombika teka hafa. Ije no koramana karakadashka tonche de koto ochekye. Mileto, 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 mileto. Ga paratanya na kuhuruko pangarakatishko to chot kopra. Ile le matiano no kombika teka tashka tonche de koto shka. Imile tuhuraka, ile tanya naka, pele tanya. Ojwe teta koho shantia naka toshka ta apraka ta halai. Ewe niko tianto to koho shai, eke le matuta. Minyo no kohoraka, bilo vratanya na kohoroko to palakaya. Eje ti kora manakra kada hashandia na ko oroko vrakia na ko dashka tonche. Pistutu no go breka frangianta. Kalikam brevria no kora kampangara ka tonche de ko hoshetia na ko oroko tonja. Bitapra, bitapra mango. Bikako le menye na ko oroko dashka tonche de goto ochetia na ko oroko tofreka takai. Ele brotanya ne korokotoshka tanya ne korokotele kobra frakatinyo ne korokotoshka. Bili dwa, more, more Lord, more. Bidanyo, 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 fentoshki mananya. Fentoshka bidanya verio, ketoshka de gamba kayata, elemetu, elemetu, elemetu. Kofranga le kodo ejegyata. Avrikoto kodoko pre. E chantou, e chantou, e chantou. Pele tutto do goho jangiana kodoro ko prakata ka frakala ko prakatanya. Igele con brevre di suatoro con brevre cattigno no coro con bebiat. Bebiata, 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 bebiata. Metto lo copra catacaha. Vecola cahai. Mitato, 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 kangala halai. Mito la kahara katanya no ko kobachatya na ko chete. Ishanto lo kohora ko tefka ta ko lembe e la kai. Ishato to kohora kambi ta de kohora katashka tanche de kotoshka. Bo bra bra kyo no kohora kadinyo no kohora kapi. Alla tota. Alla tota fia. Mango lo hovidia anya no kohora balito. Oh, Father. Dishanto lo hotambre kateka hai. Ele do duande le coro manai. Mo, mashito, mashito, kanga. Ale betian agneto. Mege la coca, mashuta. Mashuta kinga. Pofranio nora manari atoshka dinja. Gili duo bravre e le kanga alla kambrange ne kadashkandia ne kadiande ne ga ashange ne kadanja ne kodoshka. Ili do dion prakata kafra halakaya ne kahalata. Anya de ko palakai. Ah, manakita, ah. Che belle torate, sogna tocco papila tele pagnora. Ma gi dagnona ca frati a tosce le taiano, paianta haiano. Crebele la lora manianda cala cali, ieleva la hosca dagnonora cala li. O shato mi pahai, o shata mi conna. Che ve lo do suato, lo gombre catafrande, le gombra, le baracode, le cangara, le gongambi, le gohosciatia. Isciato macchino, pa cobra, calacaia, na cahai. Isciato to gohosciangia, na cohoro, capacara, cadambre, cadubre, vretusca, danche. Isciato lo macchio, na cobri catafra. I mini cuscio tutto gobbe fatto nel cuore catitio. Bebele tora, bebele tora, bebele tora, bebele tora. Oh, ma non ho comagna, la cuscio, non ho cobricato che fracco ragognuoti le combracte alla candianda. E sciotto la cuscio, tasciotte le campa corti, ma cai. Uli di kopoa, shana ko papi la taia na kahala kaya na kahala kaya. Belveste anya na kora manake, basho tele kopre. Mitura kadianto da koho sheke. Agavarato la tatationdo, tada ko obre bretanye. Chi va la tora, mangia ne coho sceche, ne coho rocotosca tabri, che te pa. Mirio davra mica. Isato pe e la anonia. Alla anonia ficagno. Mango le gobrecchia ne cocette, ne coho rocotosca tabri, che te fra. Shatara gohole kangara kadaha shantara goto ishek chata. Wiskato, 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 pengala halai anya no kohopa. Bivrato nye ne kwa, medu kohora patakaha. Jiri gotoa shantoto kapila tanya makara katitio. Gibala hanya anahanaya nakahaye. Gibala toto toko baleti. Kala kaya na kahala kaya na kahala kai. Pajueto toto frate de kapai. Ancho no kohora kapa. Ala kadianda, ala kadianda, ala kadianda. Capreto, capreto, capreto. Papradihijwa. Papradihijwa toko prece. Taka anche teko ocheka to umbra. Le dudu kopa. Manu no koprika fra dolia tenio no koro ko dejga donje de godoshka da chi de gotocha. Asina kora manahai. Manakahaya. Manakahaya manahaya. Gavido lo gobre e le compra fra cotoshunda la gobreka fra mille dombreka ro godevre godoshka donje de gojandiana. E mille tuas coloro co vivra danie ne coro go dange ne go dosca da bito. Cavrigo delle gombrevre di suania ne coro co bave l'azione ne coro cadigna. Gave le tua, me giù do gobra, vranda le cobrecate che fra, o le gambaia ne coro cabbigno. E gianto to coro gente coro castagna ne coro cabracca ne condiana godea. Avilatora, 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 mi cagno, nikaha. Oh, ma la halai, la halatonia, ni qua, la calecabino, no queria, dalla scontiende. E già tutto cocoscia. Matto, 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 matto. Alle core niniana. Nagno no cohole che patia. E sotto da cuore che tasca, tancia da godoi, cianto da godoi, giacciacca. E patò, e patò, e patò. E le cata halakai. E già cahalakai anacca. E se le ca, ah, me ne cohoro copita da cuore che tasca. Alla bratogna ne qua, alla cappigno ne qua, o c'è de capà. E che la cobretta ta fratto ne qua, chiandolo, gobratto ne qua, sciandolo, cohore capitio, mila dobra, mila dobra, mila dobra, caffrande e ciando, sotto di gabà. E je ne me qua raccattasche, danne ne qua, debre, e veletogna me qua, asciandole cohore copigno, no cobi calaila, halaila, halaila. No, mala gabbegno, no core capigno, no cobre, catale cobrevre di sciano, no core cadale cagnana, cagnana, cagnana. Mito lo coho tacca, mito lo coho lo capapara, chita no core codosca taprica te caffa. Le letonie ne comre catai, le da combre catacata, angelico tosca, angelico tosca, angelico cobra. Mi vacio, mi vacio, mi vacio, ma coro cadiende. Mi giotto cobre che te cafra, alidonia, alidonia, alidonia. Gabi la toro, mannagna ne coro mannico, do gobre che fai, andolo gobiscania, ascatonia ne ca. Lo do gobrevre, delle combraglia, no coro cabbigno, no coro cobà, alla combreve, le toscandio, no coro chidiano, no nombre, catacatai. Chiba le dore genie, no coro cadaia, no coprebra, catangiando go scienghe, rigo dore sciacciando, no go tosca. Pi frato ho fra, calacaha, imana cohola cacchitio. Bele toto koho shandia. Bele kohoro kongdiana. Ili go bre, ratishko, ton shandoro goho jektua, a jene metaya, a jana metaya mikwa. Mandora, mandora, mandora. Gavritonia, gavritonia gapra. Merio nanga, bashko danyata. Ila potia amagalito antora manniko. Kelo kuhuwa. Pele tuhuwa, kavidonia, kavidonia, mikala, aramanyota, norati, no, no, nagila tota, nagila tota, kabravi koto, do gompanja no kopra, katishko, do chondi le kopra. Oh, palakaya, palakaya, pakatanya. Basu, 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 basu. Bene tora manaki, la cola, bratania, ne cohoro compaccia. E je dico toi, e je dico tala combrecate che fehetai. Chantore, chantore, chantore. Lo, mi tato kinga. Oh, Sabrita, Sabrita, Sabrita. Inema kahalaila. Inema kahalaila. Enigoccia wal sante le comre che taia la tafra. Maciode carata. E già dello gora capito, capito, capito. Gevera dua, maniera con ogni una cura cotosca, tangente da casa. Isha toto cura campraha la caia na cacca. Cura campraha la chienio no cura cotionta. Isha namakai, isha namakai, isha namakai. Vidanya de kohura ko dhyanto de kohu shankya de ko tion de ne ko tohu shakya. Alevatione kwara ka tianda ta kahalai. My Jesus. Oh, palakai. Palakai, precious Lord. You know, it came to me
while we were praying
that we should sing a chorus together. Before we hear the interpretation, I think most of you know it. For he is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. And my knee does bow, and my tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He's Lord over all. And the day of the Lord will soon approach, and none of these things will be allowed that came into being when Adam sold out to the devil. And right now we're so thankful that we've given access to the throne. And we're given the marvelous, wondrous gifts of tongues and interpretation. And so now we do eagerly await what the Lord has used us to pray today. Brother Max, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. First statement. I made known the mystery I have for you. I made known the mystery I have for you. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. The revelation of knowledge. The spirit of wisdom. The revelation of knowledge. I made known the mystery I have for you. The spirit of wisdom. The revelation of knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Then Galatians with a G, Galatians 1:12. 1 Peter 1:13. 1 Peter 1:13. Next statement. Let's see. Okay, think about it. It's underlined. The beginning of it is underlined. Not all of it. Okay, I'll let you know. Start like this. Underline part. There are facts in my words. There are facts in my words to you. And you have that from me. There are facts in my words to you, and you have that from me, that speaks to you all of you. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm trying to kind of put it together, but I'm just going to read it the way it is. I'll start all over. I apologize.
And all everything you're reading now is underlined, correct?
Correct. I'll let you know when not to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are facts in my words to you, and you have that from me. That speaks to all of you. Yeah, that speaks to all of you. My prophet and friend, time, my prophet and friend, time to return to me. My prophet and friend, time to return to me. Non-underlined part, the rest of it is not non-underlined. And look at the current events. And look at the current events. It is surrounding you. It is surrounding you of what's to come. It is surrounding you of what's, there is an S, TS, of what's to come. Take charge. What a statement. Okay.
I believe that has to do with our taking authority. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, take charge. Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, okay. when we pray the prayer, we pray, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him when we rule and reign. That first statement comes from our prayer that we pray when we're ready to rule and reign.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So the underlying part from the beginning here, just to make sure everybody have this written. There are facts in my words to you, and you have that from me. That speaks to you all of you. That speaks to all of you.
Yeah, all of you, right.
Yeah. That speaks to all of you. My prophet and friend, time to return to me. Now, non-underlined part. And look at the current events. And look at the current events. It is surrounding you of what's to come. Take charge. All right. Next scripture here is the book of Matthew. Matthew 24, verse 21. Matthew 24, 21. Ezekiel. That's a three. Yeah. Ezekiel 36, 24. Ezekiel 36, 24. All right, Ezekiel 36:24. Next statement. read like this. No one knows about that day. No one knows about that day. Be ready. Be ready, my great children, not to miss my will for you. Okay, I'll read it again. No one knows about that day. Be ready, my great children, not to miss my will for you.
I want to ask you a word.
Go ahead.
The word before children, what is that word?
Great, G-R-E-A-T.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, no one knows about that day. Be ready, my great children, not to miss my will for you. And that is the statement. All right. First Timothy 4:1. Joel 2, verses 28 through 32. I think I know that one. Joel 2, 28 through 32. All right. Next statement. Let's see here. This one is underlined. This one is underlined. Let's read like this. Israel. Yeah, Israel. Church. Prophecy. Okay. Israel, church, my prophecy. You need to grow. What spiritual fruit? You need to grow what? Spiritual. What a spiritual fruit do you must need today? I'm just reading word to word. Maybe I'm not reading them right, but I'm reading the words. Okay, Israel, church, my prophecy, you need to grow. What a spiritual fruit do you must need? Yeah. Fruit do. Oh, you must need today.
Could that possibly be most need?
Oh, it is most. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You most need. Thank you. I'm OST.
Mm-hmm.
You most
mm-hmm.
need. Yeah. You most need today the spirit of the fruit. That's the statement. And it's all underlined. Forgive me if I'm kind of cutting off here, but I'm trying to make it like split in English here.
We know that you're reading it for the first time with your understanding.
Amen. So, Israel Church, my prophecy. You need to grow what a spiritual fruit do you must need? Yeah, that makes a lot of comfort to me here. Yeah. Do you must need today the spirit of the fruit? All right.
There are 9 fruit of the spirit. And he's telling us here, I believe, grow the one you most need today. Sometime you most need patience, joy. Sometime you most need whatever. But
yeah, whatever
fruit
you need.
Grows.
Yeah.
Fruit grows. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit, and those are given. I mean, when that gift of interpretation or that gift of tongues is given to you, it's there. But the fruit of the Spirit grows, and so it starts out and then it grows as we tend the fruit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen.
Let's go ahead. Mm-hmm.
All right. Next scripture. I believe it's the whole chapter, Galatians 6, starts with a G. Galatians 6.
Okay.
Yeah, 6. Second Peter 1. Second Peter 1. I don't know how big they are or what's in them. Praise the Lord. So Galatians 6 and Second Peter 1.
Praise his name.
Yes. Next statement. I am your score, S-C-O-R-E.
Store. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In other words, your provider, your treasure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's, I'm sorry, what, I don't know what I read. S-C-O-R-E.
S-C-O-R-E?
Yeah. Is that a word?
It's a score, like you have in a basketball game.
Okay. Okay. That's what I thought. Score. Yeah, score. I am your score. I am your score. I didn't just create you. I didn't just create you and then leave you to your own. And then leave you to your own. I do feel... Okay, sorry. Maybe I'm going a little fast here.
Go ahead.
No,
I do feel...
I do feel what you feel. What goes through your pain. What goes through your pain, even even God knows the true outcome, church. Hmm. Okay.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now that word, I am your score, could that be source? S-O-U-R-C-E?
No.
And it can't be store. It's T-O-R-E, right?
It's not store. It's S-C-O-R-E.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me read the rest and see if I got it right.
Okay.
I didn't just create you and then leave you to your own.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel what you feel. What goes through your pain, even God knows the true outcome, church.
Church, yeah. That is the statement. Oh.
In line with that, it seems a little far-fetched, but it could mean the outcome of any game is the final score. So that might be the association here.
Yeah. So I don't think I told you this. The last part of the statement is underlined. Even God knows the true outcome, church. So that is underlined.
Okay.
Knows the true outcome, church. You know, you're right. The statement is like, yeah, there is an outcome and there is a score.
There's an outcome, the final score.
Yeah,
I think that's probably what it means. He knows the final score, and the fact is we win.
Amen. Amen. Okay, maybe it's for somebody specific. Anyway, praise the Lord.
Well,
Isaiah.
I think that pretty well hits us all, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 49:16. Psalm 18, verses 2 and 3. Psalm 18, 2 and 3. Psalm 31:31, verses 23 and 24. Psalm 31, verses 23 and 24. So Isaiah 49:16, Psalm 18, 2 and 3, Psalm 31, 23 and 24. All right. Next statement. Read like this. Seeking my guidance. Yeah. Seeking my guidance, responding to my communication. Seeking my guidance, responding to my communications. Communications and the desire for a relationship, the desire for a relationship built on mutual listening, built on mutual listening and obedience. Oh, so the start with a relationship is underlined. They're very thin this morning, but I could see them. I'll read the statement again, then I'll tell you when to underline. Seeking my guidance, responding to my communications, and the desire for, this part is underlined now, a relationship built on mutual listening and obedience. That's the statement. So start with a relationship built on a mutual listening and obedience is underlined.
It's an amazing statement.
Praise the Lord.
Mutual listening.
Okay. Scriptures. Mm-hmm. We just love Jesus, how he is.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Just think about it. He's talking about relationship with him, built on he listens, but we're to listen. But think about how it could apply in a marriage or a family situation. A father that would listen to a child and a child that would listen to the father.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Just anyway, go ahead. That just really is amazing to me, but go ahead.
Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20, Hebrews 4:12, Hebrews 4:12, John 14:1-4, John 14:20. No, that's a six. It's not an O. It's a loop. Yeah, it's six. John 14:26.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next statement. That's answer what he just gave us before. Learn to hear. Yeah. Learn to hear from me. That is one of the most powerful things you can do, church.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. This went really good here, reading it. Learn to hear from me. That is one of the most powerful things you can do, church.
Hallelujah.
There's more to it. There's more to it, but it's underlined. Yeah. So keep go on.
Okay.
Keep going
so
on
from
here.
Now on, we underline. Is that true?
True.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now this is what the Lord said to us here. Can you hear me? I am talking to you all. So that's the underlying part of the statement. Can you hear me? I am talking to you all. So the whole statement, again, read like this. Learn to hear from me. That is one of the most powerful things you can do, church. Underline part. Can you hear me? I am talking to you all. That's a statement. All right. Now, Psalm 85:8. Psalm 85:8. Psalm 85:8. Mark 4:24. Mark 4:24. Okay, let's see here. Okay, next statement, there is no underlining in it, and it read like this. Hearing from me, starts, TS with an S, starts, hearing from me starts with knowing. Yeah, with knowing that I want, with an S, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about your being, B-E-I-N-G, powerful in me. About being powerful in me, I will answer you. I will answer you, be one in me. I will answer you, be one in me. I'll start all over here from the beginning. Hearing from me starts with knowing that I want to talk to you about your being powerful in me. I will answer you, be one in me. That is the statement. Boy, the Lord spoke to me on Monday morning, and I actually wrote the scripture, but I'll, if you allow me for a minute, I'll share what I heard on Monday morning. Okay. Let's kind of ring the bell here. Praise the Lord. Next state, scripture. John 10:16. John 10:16. John 10:27. John 10:27-27. Okay, the last statement here, and it is underlined. All of it underlined. Treat like this. Just understand how powerful. Just understand how powerful hearing from me is today. And at this time. Okay, that's the statement. Just understand how powerful hearing from me is today and at this time. And this statement is all underlined. Trust in me. Oh, I believe trust in me is underlined today for us. Yeah, trust in me is underlined. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
I made known the mystery I have for you, the spirit of wisdom, the revelation of knowledge. Galatians 1:2. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. This is Paul talking about the revelation he received. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, preparing your minds for action, keep sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Next statement. There are facts in my words to you, and you have that from me. That speaks to all of you, my prophet and friend, time to return to me. That's all underlined, not underlined. And look at the current events. It is surrounding you of what's to come. Take charge. Matthew 24:21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has been not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor will ever be. Ezekiel 36:24. That is to come. That's what's going to come, the time of the tribulation. Ezekiel 36:24. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. Now that's speaking primarily to the Jews, first off. But I believe that right here he could be saying to us, he's going to take us, because we are, the church is, out of every nation, out of every tongue, out of every country. I believe he's talking about the rapture of the church right here. That's just what I think. He's going to take us out before it. No one knows about that day. Be ready, my great children, not to miss my will for you. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So we want to be sure we stay steady, we don't depart from the faith. We're not going to listen to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, but what will line up with the Word of God?
It does.
Right. Exactly. Take charge. Joel 2:28-32. He's really talking about end of things. End of this age things. Joel 2:28-32. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Bless the Lord. And this next statement is all underlined. Israel, church, my prophecy, you need to grow. What a spiritual fruit do you most need today? The spirit of the fruit. Galatians 6. Okay, it's an entire chapter, and
I should open it to you.
Okay, let me see which one I want to read here. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone and not in regard to another. For each one will bear his own load. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap life eternal. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap, if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially those who are of the household of faith. Bless the Lord. It's quite a long letter, and I'm going to let you each...
What translation did you read?
I'm reading the New American right now, but any translation probably is pretty good. I'm just going to end it, go down to the bottom. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And those who walk by this rule, peace and mercy shall be upon them and upon the God of Israel. From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear in my body the brand marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen. I didn't read the whole chapter, but you can read it yourself. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I'm going down here. I'm trying to find something. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Galatians 5 is where we have the listing of the fruit of the Spirit. And so I'm going to go to that because he said to develop the fruit. Galatians 5:22. Is that right?
Galatians 6.
I know that. I'm just saying he mentioned the fruit of the Spirit. So let's see what they are. Okay?
Oh, I see.
Galatians 5:22. I just want to see what they are. I mean, we can use this as a springboard to something else. So he said us to grow the fruit that is the most important to us that day. So I just wanted to read what the fruit of the Spirit are.
Okay.
And that's Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. It's in the same book of Galatians. And I just thought, and he's also given us Galatians 1:12 at the beginning, you'll notice up there.
He gave us Galatians 5:22 before. I remember that.
I just thought Galatians 6, of course, is a whole chapter about our behavior. How should we be behaving? And so that's fruit of the Spirit as well. But I thought we'd just take a look at the fruit of the Spirit, the nine fruit. And now we have 2 Peter 1.
Yes.
Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind, like precious faith, with us through the righteousness of God our Savior. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, according as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. Folks, remember, we are called to glory, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Peter, in this second Peter, he's getting ready to go to heaven. And so he's speaking to them these things. And he's saying God has given exceeding great and precious promises. You have to read the whole book of the letter. It's all a letter, 2 Peter. And you find out that those promises are spoken about in later chapters, the promise of his coming, and etc. And besides all this, give diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance. These are gifts of the Spirit too. To temperance, patience, to patience, godliness, to godliness, brother, kindness, and to brotherly kindness or affection, love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. You remember, he's talking to us about bearing the fruit of the Spirit in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see far off. That means short-sighted. And has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to your calling and election. I'm going to go over to another translation, the New American. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. In the King James, I love it. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, I will always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them and have been established in the truth which is present with you. I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir up you by way of reminder, knowing that, now see, Peter's getting ready to go. This is going to tell you right now that he's getting ready to go and he's preparing them. Knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent. That is the New American. ESV says, I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me. And I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. It was a big thing when Peter left. Actually, at the time this happened, he was more important to the church. They gave him more esteem than they did Paul. And so he prepared them for the promises of God, the promise of his coming. And that's what this whole Second Peter is about, the letter. But what he's doing right here is telling them, remember these things of the Spirit. Remember the fruit of the Spirit. Remember how your behavior is to be. For one thing, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I am your score. Now, actually, I could take a kind of a funny twist on this. I didn't just create you and then leave you to your own. I do feel what you feel, what goes through your pain. And then underlined, even God knows the true outcome, church. I'm a basketball fan, and my team is in the playoffs. The national champion, to be the national champion, the Oklahoma City Thunder. They play tonight. This championship, we don't know the outcome. We don't know what the final score will be between them and the Indiana Pacers. And so in all of life, there's an outcome. There's a future. There's things to come. And he knows that true outcome. And he is the winner. He didn't just create us and then leave us to our own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He knows what we feel. He knows that when we're in pain. And he knows the true outcome, which is victory. Victory. Amen. For our team, you might say, for our side. Victory and only victory. Isaiah 49:16. Behold, oh, what a wonderful one. I have inscribed you or engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That in its original it's the walls of Zion. And so for us individually and for his plans for Zion, they're there and they're always before him. Psalm 18:2-3. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 31, 23 and 24. Love the Lord, all you saints. The Lord preserves the faithful and abundantly recompenses the proud doer. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope or wait in the Lord. Here is it in the King James. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful and plentifully pays back him who deals haughtily. In other words, we're preserved, and those who move in pride and haughtiness, they will get their days coming. In other words, we're to be strong and let our hearts take courage, all you who wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. There's a lot of crazy, haughty, prideful things going on, but we are waiting for, hoping for, and expecting the Lord. Hallelujah. Seeking my guidance, responding to my communications, and the desire for a relationship built on mutual listening and obedience. And it's underlined from a relationship built on mutual listening and obedience. You know, even in a home, even in a household, let's say one of the two parties, husband and wife, never listens to the other one. That won't work. Relationships have to be built on hearing each other. Well, it's the same with God. We can hear him. We not only can make our pleas for him and our pleas, our supplications, but we can hear his answers, and he wants us to hear them. Hallelujah. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, dine with him, eat with him, and he with me. This is written to a church, to believers. Wow. He's standing at the door of our hearts. And if we'll hear him and open the door, we can have this communication built upon mutual listening.
Hallelujah. Wow. Speaking to me. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Speaking to me, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking to each one of us.
Yes. Amen.
Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick or living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Learn to hear from me. That is one of the most powerful things you can do, church. And then underlined, can you hear me? I am talking to you all. I'd say that in these last days, that's almost the most important thing and powerful thing we can do, is learn to hear from me. He's talking to us, and he wants us to hear what he says. I have a little mini book called The Ear, The Hearing Heart, and you could find that on billybrim.com. It's about a revelation he gave me about this. The ear, I saw a word pop out. It was on a song thing. We were singing, and the word heart was up there. And the E-A-R popped out of it. And he said, the ear that you, and then the H popped out, hear me with, is in the center of your heart. And then the T came out. I amplify it. Oh, Lord, amplify our ears. Help us to hear. Those disciples said to you, help us to pray. Lord, help us to hear.
Amen.
Psalm 85:8, and I know he is. Because he expressed that's what he wants us to do. Psalm 85:8 in the ESV. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace to his people, to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. New American. I will hear what God, and that word is El, the Lord, and that's Jehovah, will say. For he will speak shalom, or peace, to his people, to his godly ones, but let them turn not back in folly or stupidity. In other words, after you hear, then you must obey. Here it is in the Amplified. I will listen with expectancy to what God the Lord will say. For he will speak peace to his people, to his saints. But let them turn not again to self-confident folly. So after we hear, then we're not to turn from it. We're to obey it. See what he said up there in that other one? A mutual relationship, a relationship built on mutual listening and obedience. So after you hear, then you are to obey. Mark 4:24. Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. In other words, we're to pay attention to what we hear. And for with the measure you listen, then it will be measured to you more and more. In other words, if you start out and you listen and you obey, you heard just one little step, then he will increase it. It will increase the measure by which you hear. He will amplify it. Like he told me, the ear that you hear with is in the center of your heart. I will amplify it. So if we take heed, King James says, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. Okay. Father, help us do this.
Yes,
thank you for it.
Thank you.
Yes, help us. If God tells you something, you hear him, and then you pay no attention to it, you won't have a very big measure of hearing again. But if you pay attention to it and obey it, whatever it is, meditate on it, whatever, then he'll increase your hearing. He'll amplify it. Hearing from me starts with knowing that I want to talk to you about your being powerful in me. I will answer you. Be one in me. Oh, this is rich. I'm telling you, this is a treasure trove today. John 10:16. John 10:16. I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, he's talking to the Jews, and he's telling us, I've got some other sheep. They're not of this fold. That's the church. They don't know anything about the church. He's just looking forward to when we come along. I must bring them also, and we'll be a flock. We'll be one flock with one shepherd, and we will hear his voice. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Oh, how wonderful. Now, understand, now this is all underlined here. Just understand how powerful hearing from me is today and at this time.
Yeah.
Talking about our time, our end of days, our time when we're about to have an age change, our time when the rapture's about to come, the tribulation's about to come. Trust in me. Underlined. Wow. Wow. Praise the Lord.
See, that's what really triggered my heart when we got down to the hearing from him. So,
yes.
You know, I've been really praying, you know, as a ministry, and you're in the same place, you know, when you prayed about McDowell and all that, and Prayer Mountain early 90. Yeah. So I made a decision. I said, okay, well, now maybe I shouldn't really do anything in Jordan or expand in Jordan because, you know, I need to focus on Minneapolis. Then the Lord spoke to me on Monday, and he spoke to me and said, do what you ask me for my kingdom in Jordan and at home. Now, these two things could go between here and there or there and there. But he gave me a scripture, and I was surprised with the scripture, of course, in the flesh. You know, he gave me Isaiah 43:9. He said, behold, I am doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing now. It springs. And where are we at now? It springs. Springs forth. This is Max's understanding. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So do what I ask of you to do. You prayed, and this is what I told you to do. It's not to back down. It's not about what you're thinking, because I am making a way for you. I am making a way in the wilderness, and I am doing the same thing for you. I mean, it's just like, praise the Lord. You know, I really have an answer. I really have an answer. I mean, we are to expand the kingdom of the Lord in the Middle East, in Jordan, in Israel. That is the Holy Land. That is the spot. That's when you feel the word of God more than any other place in the whole entire world. That's when you connect the dots. When you go to the garden tomb, when you know that this is where Jesus was buried, where he rose, it's real. It's fact. And he talked about the fact today. It is just fact. So, praise the Lord.
So you got your answer?
I got, I'm sure I got my answer. Because, you know, it's always financials, Miss Billy. You know, we're not, you know, I used to be in manufacturing, you know, all my life. I, you know, just get my paycheck every 2 weeks and, you know, life goes on. Of course, now we're under the mercy of the Lord. So that's always, you know, the fact. So he said, no, you asked me and you prayed and I give you the answer. And I will make a way. Yeah, not to worry about it. So that's what we are to hear the Lord. We are
That's why I wondered about that word score, because I thought source, he is our source. We're not to think that people are our source. He doesn't just create us and leave us here. He's our source.
Yes.
I have a letter, a handwritten letter from Brother Oral Roberts. And he was talking to me about a certain something, and he said, your source will do it. And he had a capital S on source. And so I think about Big Dollar Bell and the millions. Who am I? What do I think? How crazy for a little person like me to take a project that's millions. That's just craziness in the natural. But every time he has to bring me back to the fact, Max, that he is our source.
Amen. Amen.
And millions and billions are nothing to him.
Amen.
Nor is your, let's say your rent is due next month. I remember the time when God providing the house payment was him being my source.
Yeah.
And whether it's big or whether it's little. And hear what he said to us today is, you develop those fruit of the Spirit. You grow love, joy, peace. You behave the way those chapters told you. And the promises of the Lord, I see so much in that first chapter of 2 Peter that I couldn't possibly tell you on this phone. I may have it online. I may have that teaching online. I'm not sure. But it's all about 2 Peter's, all about the promises that are coming.
My goodness.
Promise of his coming. The promise of a new heaven and a new earth. The promise of the world to come. Those are the promises he's talking about. End time things. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. Now, he's saying here at the end time, most important thing for you is hear from me.
Yeah.
And you have, from last week, you have tongues of fire. And you have power.
Yeah.
He wants us to know we have power. That's one of the reasons for our third Sundays that are coming up. He wants the church to believe for the power of God, the power to heal, the power to cast out devils. And so that's what we're going to do on third Sundays. We're going to provide the place, and we're going to believe. And Shelley's all getting ready for it. And so we're not making we're not going to put it online. To begin with, for sure. And it may expand. It might become first and third Sundays. We don't know. But right now, we're just going to start out with third Sunday and believe God. I heard him on this. I heard him say to do it. Now we're going to step out and do it. And we're going to believe him to manifest his power. It's time, Max.
Amen. It is time.
It's time for your service tonight.
Yes.
It's time for you to have a manifestation of the power.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I haven't told you this, but you might have a surprise next Wednesday. I'm praying, so I might be there.
Be there?
Just
here?
Okay. Yeah, up there mountain. Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
And I don't need anything. I will book my home hotel or any of that. But it just I've been sensing really strongly just to be at Prayer Mountain.
All right. Bless the Lord.
I'll keep you posted. Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Love you. All right. Now remember, 15 minutes past the hour. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.